Studies have shown that the human brain, for all of its intelligence and reasoning, prefers efficiency. Or, as a psychology professor of mine once said, the brain likes it easy. That could be why we only tend to scan, at best, things like website privacy policies. And when that involves the world's most ubiquitous social media site, that ignorance can be dangerous. To find out how to improve that state of affairs, I spoke with Murray State University journalism professor Elizabeth Thomas. She teaches and blogs on the subject of social media. It seems as though you've come across something on Facebook regarding the privacy and security settings that has prompted a Facebook response. Could you tell us a little bit about what prompted it?
Sure. About a couple of weeks ago, there was a post that just kind of started spreading around campus, around town, probably all across the nation on Facebook, and it was a request to copy and paste as your status some specific instructions to protect your privacy, only they were not exactly accurate instructions. My advice to people when I talk about being careful with your own Facebook page, I usually say, if someone tells you cut and paste this as your status, don't do it because you need to verify the source.
Right.
Why are you telling me to do this? And they were saying that basically you had to ask your friends, you know, the people who were your friends on your Facebook profile, to do something with, you know, with privacy settings to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is your friends can't protect your privacy. You protect your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone with a Facebook profile has their own privacy settings. And you actually control every single thing you share. If you're on your timeline, you're posting a status update, there's a little tool. You hover over it. It's right there in every single status box, and it's called the audience selector or the inline audience selector. And you choose who can see everything you share. You can also change that after you've shared something. You can say just my friends. Mm-hmm. You can say my friends and their friends. My friends and their acquaintances. And the list goes on. Or you can say public. A while back, this used to be called everyone. That word is gone, Facebook changed its mind, and now it's called public, to better describe what you're doing. That means anyone on the internet can find that post.
Right, so this is a way that people are doing, for instance, illicit data mining.
Yes, definitely there are hacks to people's Facebook accounts. It's happened to mine. I kind of live there a great deal of the time. I use it in the classroom. I use it in my consulting business, and I've had it happen to me. And I've gone back and worked with Facebook and changed my default privacy settings, gone into my account settings. There's a lot you can do, but it's up to you. Don't count on your friends and don't believe every, hey, copy and paste this as your status that comes out.
Well, it certainly seems as these problems may have increased or multiplied since Facebook's last security and privacy policy update. If people have been longtime users and are kind of like me and not exactly as on top of that as they ought to be, what do they do?
Well, if you've been on there a long time and you've never gone into your privacy settings, I would get in there right now. Every now and again, maybe every few months, if you're an avid user, change your password. These are things that can truly protect your information and your account. But also, If you go to someone else's timeline and post to it, really think about what you're posting and what information about yourself you're giving away, because they control what's posted on their timeline just as you control your own. If you've never looked at your own default settings, they're probably on whatever Facebook, you know, started in 2006 with,
right,
and that's probably going to be public. If you don't post anything that you don't mind everyone seeing or hearing, then what's the trouble? But, you know, personally, I try to use Facebook very professionally, even on my personal page.
Right.
I stay away from politics and religion. It's a happy, positive place, and I want to help educate through it. Other people, there are those that want to engage in debate. And you know what? That's the great thing about free speech in our country. But they should be thinking, who do I want to see this, and what could they do with that information?
Is this a problem within a certain demographic, a certain age group, or is it older users or is it younger users?
I think it goes across the board. You know, surprisingly, the predominant or the heaviest users of Facebook are 35 to 55-year-old women in America.
Really?
Yeah. The fastest growing group is women over the age of 85 right now. So, and the lesser users are actually the 18 to 24-year-olds or the 13 to 25-year-olds, as Facebook groups them. And they use it very differently, I think. There are parents and grandparents and great-grandparents all across the nation that maybe said, I'm never going to be on Facebook. And now they want to see the pictures of the grandkids. So they've opened an account. It's new technology for them. And anything we can do to help them use it well and properly. But then you have the younger generation that has forgotten that maybe great-grandma's on my page and sees everything I post. And basically, once you put something out there publicly on Facebook, it's out there. So it's visible somewhere forever. And about 80% of employers are vetting new hires through Facebook. It's really important that you think before you post or you change the privacy setting. You can use Facebook lists. You can pick 10 people that you want to send the humorous cartoon or the joke or what I did last night to. Just pick those people. Put them in a list. If you're using Facebook on a mobile device, it's different, and it does go to default settings. So you actually have to go into your mobile device and find Facebook settings for that app and change the default if you don't want everything you do from your phone to locate you, number one, and to be public.
So if you're coming onto Facebook and basically go over your privacy settings with a fine-tooth comb, is what I'm hearing. What if the user is having difficulty with that? Because I know that sometimes policy, particularly the terms of agreement and so on and so forth, they get pretty far into the weeds.
Yeah. Facebook doesn't do a great job of notifying us. It sort of blatantly makes blanket changes, and I have a page where I just give, hey, this is what changed on Facebook this week. Here's why you want to know about it. I only have a couple hundred followers. It's not something I'm doing for any reason other than, hey, I'm on top of this and I'd like to help as many people as I can. There's also, there's a help screen up in the upper right of every single page. You can hover your mouse, a drop-down menu appears, and the very last word is help. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is type in your question. Facebook will have an answer for it. There, a lot of the information's buried pretty deep, to be perfectly honest. But I read all those darn help screens, and they're well written. They're in layman's terms, and the information's in there. You just have to go looking for it. But there are a lot of people out there who are social media savvy. So, and an older person, I say, hey, ask your grandchild. I bet they know exactly how to work that thing.
Well, what is the way that they would find that Facebook page? Someone who was interested in monitoring these changes, how would they find that?
Well, if you did facebook.com/everythingcreative with a capital E, a capital T, and a capital C, all as one word, you would come up on a page where there's a lot, and you can scroll down and see past almost translations of changes through time, starting about 2 years ago.
Are there any other sources for people that want to find their way through the deep, dark jungle of Facebook?
Tons. PR Daily News does a lot of that. Social Media Explorer, Social Media Examiner. You can basically Google help with social media.
Certainly good advice. Well, thank you very much for coming up to speak with us about this very important subject and an increasingly important platform.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Elizabeth Thomas is a professor of journalism at Murray State University. She studies social media issues.